joining us now on the phone is Tyler Schrader. He's a financial analyst for Air Tractor. He's with Only Texas talking about the Export-Import Bank. Tyler, welcome to the program today.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure having you on. Now, we've heard both sides of the argument on the Export-Import Bank. We've heard one that the government is in the Export-Import Bank that the government is picking winners and losers. And on the other hand, we've heard that this is something that is needed to keep American manufacturers competitive. Which way do you roll on this?
Well, Air Tractor, based in Olney, we've been using EXIM Bank for quite some time now, for 20-plus years. So we're absolutely for it. We believe this plays a vital role in America's ability to export overseas. So when people say that it picks winners and losers, I think that's completely false. This is something that you actually have to apply for. We call it a lender of last resort. So EXIM Bank themselves do not go around and try to search for customers. It's only when a customer has vetted all of its current options and hasn't come up with a solution that it then goes to EXIM Bank to see if there's a solution through the bank.
Now, how does this work for Air Tractor? How do y'all use the bank?
So Air Tractor uses what we call a medium-term export insurance product provided by Export-Import Bank. So basically, in simple terms, we buy an insurance policy from the Export-Import Bank and attach it to our financing that we extend to our end-user customers overseas. So we mainly use Export-Import Bank for our South American sales, particularly Brazil, as of late. And so we will, as a company, extend the financing up front, the financing terms that are required to be competitive and actually win that transaction in Brazil against our competitors, and then we'll purchase an insurance product, basically an insurance policy from the Export-Import Bank, attach it to that particular note, and then since we're a small business, we don't really have the capacity to keep that note on our books, so we turn around and sell it to a U.S. commercial bank, which for us is Wells Fargo Bank. They purchase that note from us and begin collection proceedings from the end user customer, and we assign that insurance policy to Wells Fargo Bank. So in the event that there's a default, whether that's political or just regular default risk, they are protected from that particular customer. Now, you know, we've been using it for 20 years. We've probably done 200 plus transactions through Export-Import Bank. So we've sold over 200 aircraft using the insurance policy, and we've never filed a claim with EXIM Bank. We've never collected a dime. So we have been 100% successful in collecting all of our money from our end user customers.
Now, your operations are in Texas, I understand?
Yes, we're in Olney, Texas, just a couple hours north of Brownwood.
Olney?
Okay. Olney, Texas, yeah. We're
I know Olney, yeah.
We're about 10 miles west of the middle of nowhere, if you know where that is.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago y'all would play Coleman in the opening round of the high school football season, and that game was always played in Breckenridge.
Yeah.
So, Coleman was not on the winning end of those. Coleman was on the losing end of those. So I'm very familiar with Olney, but good to know that we're not only talking to fellow Texans, but fellow rural Texans, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Air Tractor's in Olney. Olney's only got 3,000 people, so this is definitely, we're exporting from rural America.
What kind of aircraft do you guys make?
So we build agricultural aircraft and firefighting aircraft, more commonly known as crop dusters. A man by the name of Leland Snow started this company back in the 70s. And we've been building crop dusting aircraft. You've probably seen them around. They're big and yellow and blue.
Yeah, I've driven through Amarillo quite a few times and seen them in operation.
So
yeah.
how much of the aircraft is actually built there in Olney? Is it built there from start to finish?
100%, yes. The only thing that we do not actually build ourselves are the engines. We purchase turbine engines from a company called Pratt & Whitney. But everything else from the cutting of the metal to the building of the frame to we build all the components here.
Okay, curiosity, how much does one of those crop dusters go for?
It depends on the model you want. We range from probably $750,000 to sometimes up to $2 million.
Goodness. That's something
you could
buy a big old
Cumber.
Yeah, wow. Well, that's just fascinating. I mean, who knew that that was going on, you know, a couple hours north of here. So with the Import-Export Bank, because currently right now it hasn't been refunded. It's been put on hold, right?
That is correct. We've been on hold since basically July 1st.
And how is that hurting y'all's bottom line?
You know, we're a blessing in disguise. We are a financially healthy company right now, so we were able to put enough together, basically a short-term patch to get us through this particular export season. It has definitely hurt us. We've probably lost four, five, six deals maybe, six transactions or aircraft sales in Brazil. That Ex-Im Bank not being able to provide Ex-Im Bank financing has absolutely been a role. But we've been able to really put a short-term patch to get us through this season and to focus on getting Ex-Im Bank back so we can prepare for the next export season. Now, if we haven't had to lay anybody off yet, if it comes around to the next export season and we still don't have Ex-Im Bank, we're going to be in dire straits. We're a small company. We don't have the ability. Most of what we're doing right now is off of our own balance sheet. So we don't have the capacity to continue to do what we're doing. We would have to have Export-Import Bank back for sure.
So that Export-Import Bank, you're not able to buy the insurance policy, and I'm taking it that Wells Fargo doesn't want to carry the note if you don't have that policy.
That's exactly right. Wells Fargo Bank has been great for us, but, I mean, they're a commercial bank, and they're under the laws of the U.S., and they've got their own internal structure and regulations, and they are unable to purchase these notes from us unless we provide that backstop of export insurance product. And so, you know, if without Ex-Im or without Wells Fargo being able to buy these notes, we have to carry them ourselves, and we just don't have the capacity to do that. We're a small business.
No, I can imagine having to carry a note on a $2 million aircraft and doing that several times over. You still got to be able to buy the sheet metal and all the parts and pay the labor. So
that's
I understand
exactly
where you're
right.
coming from. I understand where you're coming from completely.
Yeah, and we do medium-term notes, so we're looking 5 to 7 years. So anytime we make a particular note, we have to carry that for 7 years unless we can find a solution.
So with the future of Export-Import Bank up in the air, have y'all looked at any possible alternatives for that insurance on those notes?
We have.
Or is there any?
Yeah, we have. We've looked for alternatives, and you know, that's the ironic thing about this is most people who are against Ex-Im Bank politically, they say, you know, there has to be a private sector alternative out there. There has to be. It just doesn't make any sense otherwise. Well, you know, I wish they would tell us what that is because we have definitely vetted all options on this end. We've been to the private sector. We started in the private sector before we began with Ex-Im Bank 20 years ago, and there wasn't a solution then, and there isn't a solution now. There are private insurance companies, but they're not willing to do what's required in order to make that transaction happen. So for us, you know, like I said, we really need 7 years to be able to sell in Brazil because our competitors in Brazil are going 10 years. And so we're still not even offering the same financing they are, but we can't get a private insurance company to go 7 years with us. And we also can't get them to go 100%. They just will not go to the structure that we need to beat our competitors in country.
It sounds like a difficult situation to be in. The opposition to Ex-Im Bank, the way I've always understood it, was a concept of whether or not the government should be involved in this sort of thing at all. But at the same time, Ex-Im Bank is there because of the way the economy is structured and the way that our regulations are structured, which kind of forces businesses into this situation. So it's a tough deal all the way around.
Yes, sir, it is. It's unfortunate. There's a lot of political reasons against the bank, which I understand. You know, I understand that, you know, there's a place for government and there's a place that government shouldn't be. And Ex-Im Bank is definitely something that is required. It works for the government. It has been offering money back to the taxpayer. It's been making money for the past several years. You know, this is a product that companies pay dearly for. We pay several, you know, million in premiums over the years back to this government program, and that all hits the bottom line of the U.S. economy, basically.
Well, it only makes sense that our government, if it's making money, would shut it down. That's kind of par for the course, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
quick,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I got about 50 seconds left, and for our listeners who are probably as curious as Leland and I are about y'all's company and the products you make, do you have a website that they can check out?
Absolutely. It's www.airtractor.com, all one word, AIRTRACTOR.
Man, great to talk to you. You gave us an insight into this import-export bank that we haven't had yet, and that's a real-life personal use of it, and I'm fascinated by it and the way it works for you guys, and here's hoping all the best to you and your company.
Well, thank you, guys. I sure appreciate it. We're hoping for the same.
Have a great day, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Set 726 here on News Talk 1.